What's good, y'all? Welcome to Zenkai Station, the greatest podcast in Sect the Vibe, bring you good times and dopeness personified. I'm your host, Isaiah, aka Senpai Savage. And along with me tonight, I got...
Hey, it's your resident member of Team Scheme, here with that laser beam. I'm playing. It's Kurt. I can't.
Team Scheme. Okay. Hey, <man. sighs> he said, coming at you fire like a laser beam.
I'm sorry.
Do it realistic, even though I live my dreams. Nah, let me stop. I ain't gonna spit these anime bars yet. That's for a different segment. But yeah. Yo, as you can see, there's only two of us today. Shout out to Black Kobayashi. Right now, he's getting a little bit of rest. That man works a crazy hectic schedule, so definitely giving him the time off today. So, first and foremost, yo, how we doing today? Vibe checking. How you cool?
Pretty good. I'm all right.
Yeah. All right. That's what's up, my G. Now, last we talked, it was about placement and like interviewing, right? So, like, how was that process going for you?
Pretty solid. So, I interviewed at another place, or I'm having an interview at another place, and it looks like things are going to be up and up. They're like, oh, we have space at this place. Would you like to interview with us? So I was like, yeah, sure. Looks like he had me be an intern this time, and it's nowhere near as far. It's not a whole other state, so that's going to be cool. So hopefully sometime this week I'm supposed to interview there, and then hopefully we figure out in about a week or two if I got the place there. Go from there.
I bet. Yo, that's what's up. Yeah. I'm happy to hear that. That's good news. And then I guess on my end, I'm doing all right. So the one job I interviewed for, I did not get ever. The people did say they like me, and they're going to try and find the spot for me one way or another. So it wasn't like, boom, you got the job. But it was also like, you don't have this one, but we're going to find one for you. I'm like, all right, cool.
Make a little place for you. Kind of like, you're not the person we need for the role, but we're going to make a role specifically for you.
Yeah, it's like it's either we're going to make a role or we're going to find one that's opening up soon and see if that's a fit for you. But regardless, they did say, we like you. We do want you here. So I'm like, all right, cool. So for those who play sports, this is like I feel like I'm the ultimate substitute right now. It's like, all right, I'm the sixth man who's being relieved right now. Like, all right, put me in the game. Mm-hmm. But like, even with all that, like, I still have my own stuff that I feel I'm like, kind of wishing, you know, I already got it. Whatnot. Yeah. Definitely woke up this morning, like, with a little bit, like, extra, like, all right, got a little assertive, little aggression. Mm-hmm. So went to the gym, to, you know, took all that out. But we'll get to that in a little bit. So, you know, grand scheme, things are going well. So I can't complain.
Good.
And yeah, just trying to do one day better than the next. Simple as that. So today, what we're talking about, fits, dog. We're talking about anime fits. We're talking about the style and profiling, wheeling, dealing, limousine riding, you know, kiss stealing, son of a guns that know how to rock the drip. Yeah, bro, hit that little WWE promo. Yeah, you know I mean, shout out to Ric Flair. And then we're also gonna talk about. But we're also gonna talk about fit, as in like health and wellness. So like anime fit as well. But we want to start with the style. So Kurokami, first and foremost, for those who may not be indoctrinated, yo, let them know what drip is.
I feel like it's one of those things you just have to experience, you know what I mean? The best way to put it is like, you have to see someone, guy, girl, don't really matter. And like their outfit is just head turning, just like, damn, shit's cold. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bro.
That's how I see it. Like, that's drip.
Yeah, like when someone got drip, it's like, all right, so the expressions are like, all right, someone got the juice, someone got the sauce, right? Mm-hmm. And that's generally when it comes to like a person's energy, like how they, you know, carry themselves, like the type of swagger they got. But when it comes to drip, that's all about fashion. It's like they head to toe, amazing.
You couldn't roast them about their clothes. Couldn't.
Yeah.
Like, you look like a dickhead if you tried to roast them about their clothes.
Yeah. They were like, oh, okay. You thought. Because I know I'm fine.
It's like, right. Yep. It's like, all right, bull.
Shoot, okay. Man. Shoot. I mean, So before, I guess, we dive into, like, anime characters and stuff with, like, cool drip, I guess, like, how does your style of clothing define you? Like, what's your style of clothing, like, in general?
So for me, I like clothing that's very, like, not bland, but I don't, very simple, right?
Yeah.
I'm a very, like, t-shirt kind of person. I try to keep it, you know, t-shirt, jeans, and depending on what it is, like, shorts. Very much that's me, sneakers all the time, because never know what you're getting into. But then when I decide to dress up, that's a different ballgame. Fancy events, interviews, suited down with the tie. Got to make sure the tie matches the shirt. Not matches, but contrasts perfectly.
Okay.
You also, you know, semi-casual. You just have the vest and a nice little button-down polo. Yeah, that's me. All it's right, like, all right, cool. You're vibing it. Let's. I'd like, I aim to give off the, all right, cool. And then, I don't know, I like there to be a nice little contrast. Like a, all right, easy going. But then when I actually put effort, it's like, ah, okay.
That's sharp. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that boy sharp. That boy. That,
exactly.
That nigga don't miss. Yeah, that boy good. Yeah, yeah. No, he don't miss.
What about you? How does your attire suit you?
I mean, all right. So I think when it comes to everyday styling, I like to, right now, I have like a cool, in my opinion, stylish anime shirt. This is Dragon Ball Z. And it's simple up front, and then in the back is like a picture of all the Z fighters. And I would like turn around, but I feel like that's a lot of work. I got it from Uniqlo. If those who are interested, you can probably buy it there still. It was during their limited edition run. But so I try and keep it kind of casual. So like it's a nice graphic t-shirt. It's like a nice pair of like, you know, fitted jeans. Or, and by like fitted, I mean just like I'm a big boy. So like it fits me nice. Like I have room to breathe. I can move in these sort of stuff. I can actually do like a full range squat in them. That's what I mean by fitted. Like as long as I can do that, I'm cool. And then, so in a former life, I used to be a sneakerhead, man. So I generally need like a really fly pair of sneakers to top it all off.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it kind of brings everything together. Like on top of like I wear a simple piece of jewelry. I got like, you know, my little crucifix drawing. I keep that pretty much all the time. Now I have like a little like wristband bracelet sort of deal. And I keep those simple colors. But my shoes. So not only do the shoes gotta match the entire drip, so that's the top and the bottom, but they also have to stand out. Most times than not. So say I got all white pair of white Air Forces. Well, when I first got them, they were like all white. They're a little dingy now because I use them to work out, but I got another pair. It's all good. I got another pair.
Tells a lot about your character that they're all white.
Yeah.
I would have straight black Air Forces. I mean,
that's an episode we're going to do in the future. White versus black Air Forces. And I already know. So our homie D, when he gets here for the next couple of episodes, he's like, I'm the mixed Air Force energy. Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
But back to the drip. So yeah, and I like to, you know, have like a nice multicolored shoe for the most part, right? It can be cool designs. It doesn't have to be like Jordans or anything. I'm far over Jordans. I honestly, my favorite pair of shoes are Nike Air Maxes, like that whole entire line. Like I love Nike Air Maxes and I feel very comfortable in them. And I feel like they're stylish, they're comfortable, and like they're just like all around good like sneaker.
Yeah.
And then from there, I'm trying to think. I have another pair of sneakers. I can't remember what they are. New Balances are all right every now and then. I just try and avoid them because, like, when I become a father, you're going to know I'm a father because I'm going to post a picture of the white New Balance Monarchs, and that's how you know. That's how you know. It's like, it's done. I'm like, I have ascended to fatherhood. But not right now. Not right now. I'm wearing the Nikes. I got some Under Armour.
Why is it that everyone, like, once they hit, like, 40 years old or once they have a kid, go from like Nike straight to like New Balance,
bro? Because you just have to make the transition. You can't just you're not out here running wild in the clubs and stuff anymore with the Nikes and trying to stunt. You're trying to live comfortably but still look good at the same time. Some people go full sweatsuit with the New Balances. That may be me.
True.
I've seen how my father dresses. It may be me. It runs in the jeans.
It's the final evolution of shoe. It's like every young bull was like Skechers, then Nike, then New Balance, bro. It's like, damn.
It's just ever. And then I guess if you're lucky, you get like the velvety New Balances. That's a mega evolution. So hey,
I've seen them. Those are comfortable. I used to sell them. Those are comfortable.
Yo, exactly. But see, that's those are the drones that match the tracksuit. So it's like, there's levels to the game.
Of course.
But that's like my everyday. And then on top of that, like, yeah, when I like try and dress up nice, I usually wear like a button-down polo, whether it be a short sleeve one or a long sleeve one. Tie optional. Usually the ties I wear are solid color.
Yeah.
Because usually the button-down I wear is patterned of some sort. So it could be have like little designs like koi fish or like a bird, or I think one I have might just be like little star spirals.
Yeah.
So then the solid tie, if I decide to wear it, it kind of like matches one of the colors that's on the shirt. So then it helps bring it out a little bit more. And then obviously nice pair of usually solid color pants, and then a nice pair of like dress shoes. I tend to like brown and black dress shoes just because you find them a little bit more often and they fit really well. But every once in a while, I do have like a nice pair of like, I think it's not Chardonnay. Red wine dress shoes. Ooh. And that's I have two pair of them, like the simple slide-ons and then like the ones I tie. So I'm like, I feel good and I feel real good. And then if I have to go formal, put the blazer on, I look like I should be running things. Hey, you call me CEO, whatever you want, I'm good. So that's how I feel. That's how my fit defines me. My fit is creative and free. That's how my fit defines me, in a little bit of form.
Well, whenever we decide to like get all fitted and dressed up, I'm only going to call you CEO Savage. CEO Savage. That's the only guy I'll call you. Just all suit and boots.
Yo, we going to look like, because I definitely do want to do a group picture of us for Zenkai. And I'm just like, yo, do we just like reenact the Fugees, or do we do Death Row? This is like dressed in all black. What's up?
I don't know. That's...
I was like, damn. Or do we just like reenact something from like an anime, but just get the pose right? We ain't gotta wear their fits. We can wear our own cool ass fits. You know what? One thing I did see, because like y'all like One Piece, I did see like the One Piece guys like dressed up as like mafia or something.
Stop! And, like, I was about to talk about that later.
Oh, all right. So we're gonna bring it up. We're gonna bring it up now. We're gonna like dive right into like the anime fits, because like So we all here. No, One Piece isn't necessarily my thing, but I'm starting to get into it more and more each day.
Yeah.
With reading and a little bit of watching. But like I must say, they are pretty stylish.
Yeah.
So they you know more than me, so I'm gonna let you take the One Piece wheel here.
What I will say about One Piece that I do enjoy is they change costumes / their outfits change every arc. Sometimes multiple times within the arc, right?
Yep.
And you know, you have people who are super simplistic like Luffy, but then you have people that are always dapper like Sanji. No matter what, that man is suited and booted up.
Yep.
But
on the high seas, I think
it's not. Man got chefed up. You gotta look nice when he's looking. Man's loves to talk to women. You gotta look his best all the time. Also, his eyebrows kind of do this, so gotta do his absolute best to.
He said before he get clowned with them eyebrows, like, yeah, hold on, I gotta look good.
The world is awful out there. But
I mean, they are some rough people.
When the Straw Hats decide to get down to business, I don't know what it is, they suit up. So Whole Cake Island did the same thing when they were they became mafias or people a part of the mafia for a little bit, because that was the theme of this one pirate. So they all dressed up in like suits and ties. But I think the best fit that they had in the series, bar none, was in Strong World, where where Nami got kidnapped.
Right.
They walked into the basically the stronghold of like this legendary pirate. And they had the suit and tie, guns at their sides. Luffy had I've never seen a Straw Hat look so badass in my life. But like,
okay,
forget the fedora. Literally came in with the Straw Hat. They all were just like, have you seen the fit?
I might have. I might not. I don't know, man. I feel like this. I'm definitely gonna have to like put this up like right like here. And
yeah.
Then, yeah.
Strong World.
Y'all gonna see it in post.
God, like it's nasty. Like I'm looking at it right now. Luffy has like the long coat and all black, like has a red shirt, a black tie, and like a black coat. I don't know what the hell Usopp doing, looking like a zebra. But
leave Usopp alone, dog.
I don't know what they're doing, but that is the way they walk in. It's nasty because it's like, yo, we're here. Like, not only do they have like the personality, but their presence is amplified that much more. Because if they walked in how they normally looked, it wouldn't have hit. It was like, hey, yo, we got to look the part to show us that we mean business. And what else? Literally, that dirty.
Nice. Oh, man. So, like, I guess, like, branching off of One Piece, so we're going to go into who the people I think have, like, the flyest style almost in all of anime. The people from Bleach, like I know I've been on like Bleach's top, I think most of this season so far. Yeah, I'm excited, but also, bro, the fashion in Bleach is ridiculous.
Let me see, because I haven't honestly, I stopped with Bleach for the longest.
You can look at any of the manga volumes, and you're gonna see like these people are posted up like a fashion shoot. Like this is A1 stuff here, and like. Like, it's not only just, like, the main characters, right? Because, like, they have some, like, simple clothing. But then, like, even, like, their different forms. You get the captains. My man Shunsui, he gets the pink kimono. Dog.
Okay, I'll take it back. This is nasty.
Yes.
Ichigo with the jacket, ripped jeans, and the cross shirt. Yo.
Yes.
This is nasty.
Dog. And that's not even one of, like, the original. So, like, I think one of the original fits we see Ichigo in is, like, it's... Is him up front. He has, I think it's like a winter fit. So he has like the fur hoodie up. He has like the headphones around his neck. He's just like holding his like jacket like this. And then it's like a grayish silver color. And then like behind him is like red, blue, and white. And like all these other colors. I believe it's red, blue, and white. It might be a different color pattern. But red, blue, and white patterns. And then you see some of that like on his jacket. And it's like. Yo, this man knows exactly what he's doing because this is fire fit, like 100% flames. Yes. Like, can't tell him nothing. He show up to the party. He's like, yo, he got it.
Of course,
he got it.
Of course.
And then, but then, like when we talk about the captains, though, too, we can't. Mm-hmm. Like, we all know Shunsui. Shunsui, he deserves it. The pink kimono with the straw hat as well, and like the nice like light blue like. Hint and tones to it all. It's like, all right, let's move. But Byakuya Kuchiki, though, yo, he stepped onto the scene. He got like his little hair piece up. Yep. He got like, he rocks a scarf. I've never seen a homie rock a scarf. That boy got it. I'm like, yeah, you can tell he upper echelon. He rich. Nah, you know, he royalty.
The scarf is a hard thing to pull off in real life and in anime. And I've only seen three people pull it off. And two people do it right. Byakuya is one of them.
Yep.
The only person that I've ever seen wear a scarf like that is Joseph Joestar. I'll talk about him later.
Fair enough. But like, oh man, I'm trying to remember. You said something earlier that like did like pique my interest. But, you know, I'm trying to. I'll remember it later. But until then. I'm gonna jot down another one, and this one is very recent, and honestly has rocked the world by storm. And that's Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer like, does have some nice fits.
Yeah, man. Like, we're talking, like, kimonos and stuff. Like, I've never seen so many people adopt, like, the Demon Slayer stuff into, like, their own sort of, like, you know, streetwear clothing into, like, some of their more, I guess, casual/formal clothing with, like, button-ups or the actual kimonos themselves. Mm-hmm. And I like it because they're paying homage to the anime, which the anime also pays homage to, obviously, that I don't know the exact era, so I don't want to, you know, get it wrong, but I want to say near Edo, maybe past Edo area of clothing style. And like, it's very Japanese, which like from the start to the end, it's an incredibly Japanese style. So like for it to like take and have the effect that it has on other people's like sense of like fashion and like wanting to incorporate into their own everyday styles, like I can't knock it because like I look at some of the stuff, I'm like, yeah, no, I'd rock the shit out of some of that.
Of course.
Like, well, the Sound Hashira.
Oh, hell yeah, Hell yeah.
Flash.
God of Flash. Yeah, my boy.
Dog.
Yes, that yeah.
Fit. I'm like, he got the armbands. He got the headband rocking. Okay, his hair slicked back. Everything looking nice. I'm like, yeah.
And that's bro, him that's on Flash. Duty.
Yup.
When that man put his hair down, I was like, bro, he can't miss. No wonder he he got three wives.
Yeah, he got three wives. So yeah, he can't miss.
But then, you know what? Also, like,
go ahead.
Muzan. I know he looks just like Michael Jackson, but it's simply because of that.
That his style is immaculate, though.
Right. I look at this guy and I'm just like, hey, yo.
Just
when I saw him, I was like, hey, yo, for real, this is the main antagonist? Everyone was like, yo, Michael Jackson's a demon. I was like, y'all funny. And then I seen it. I was like,
he's like, wait a minute.
But hey, yo, he kind of, every time he appears, there's something about him that's just like, I don't play with you.
Yeah.
But also, like, I'm going to give you a pass because there's something. When he met with Doki, and with the leg cross with the hat on, it was just like, Doki. So, I was like,
well, that's a wrap. You about to die.
I understand.
Yo, bro. Man. And it's just every time I see Muzan, I'm just like, is it just me or does anyone else hear Smooth Criminal play in the background?
Dude, I would love if he moonwalked just once. Or if he like summoned the 12 upper moon or the upper moons like this with Thriller and they all came through.
Yo, imagine he whoops your ass and then he moonwalks. And then delivers the final blow. I'm like, I don't know if that's disrespect or respect, but either way, that was a smooth moonwalk because it gotta be smooth.
That is disrespectful.
Or what if that's how he summoned all the moons, upper and lower? He just across just the battlefield.
Just I would cry, bro. I would cry. Oh my gosh.
Yo. So then, all right. So then another piece of like clothing that I think has infiltrated a lot of the mainstream art styles and a lot of people's own personal wear is the Akatsuki Cloud, like from Naruto, the Akatsuki Cloud. It's
definitely
everywhere. That's and I like want to be honest thing. With something.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it might be overdone.
Yes, agreed. I agree with you.
I think
it was almost not revolutionary, but it was definitely like super iconic when it dropped, right?
Definitely.
But now it's like reaching levels, it's almost oversaturated. Like you can see it everywhere. It's right. Lost its like, it lost the appeal because it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like you see it on like bras, panties, you see it on like shirts, shoes, like jewelry. It's literally on everything.
Yeah,
and it's like, all right, cool. Like, I get it. It's the most iconic piece of wear aside from like the Hokage cloak in Naruto.
Yeah, yep, exactly.
It's a lot.
It is a lot, and it's just like I don't know. So I guess like it's not necessarily a very bad or damning thing. It's just like yeah, like you said, it's pretty oversaturated. Like I see someone like wearing it and. I don't have any like negative connotations. Like, all right, bet, cool. I see you. You rocks with anime, right? Like, that's what's up. You know, rocks with the Akatsuki, dope. But it's just like I seen it. Like, I think,
yeah.
Like I, like the cloaks are cool. The red, you know, cloud is cool. Mm-hmm. But it don't need to be everywhere, in my opinion. It's, or at least if you're gonna like use it, I don't know. Try and make it. A bit cooler. Like, I think the coolest thing I've seen with the Akatsuki Cloud is actual sunglasses. Like,
Akatsuki
sunglasses, like, that was actually pretty dope. I was like, I never thought about that. Yeah, no, it was a cool fit. And, like, I've seen some, like, cosplayers and then people, like, online wearing them. I'm like, change the game. That was redefining. I like that one.
I like that. I think, so, I have a friend. You know, Kyle's love my man. We had a conversation about like anime clothing and stuff, right? And what that means and like how it should, like how it's properly executed, right? Because he has his shirt from Berserk and he's like, I like my anime clothing to be subtle enough where like if you know, you know.
Right.
but I'm not going to scream. He's like, I'll never have a picture of Guts on my shirt. But what I will have is his brand from the Demons on my shirt. It's a pure black shirt with a red brand. And I was like, hey, yo, is that the brand from Berserk? And he's like, yes. I was like, that. I feel like that's nice. So if there was like a small little like black shirt chilling and there was like a small like red cloud, I'd be like, oh, that's cool. I get you.
True. Now, I feel like that's out there. But, like, that also lets us know, like, his type of, like, clothing style, too. It's like, he wants it pretty much, exclusive in a way, for lack of a better term. Because, like, if you know, you know what we fucking with. But, like, if you don't know, it's just like, all right, cool. Just, like, a nice black shirt with a symbol on it.
Yeah, they're like, oh, it's a cool design. He's like, no matter what, you'll think it's a cool design. But then it has an extra little, like,
that layer.
When you realize what it is. And I like that.
True. It's like, damn, all right, bro, you good? Need a hug?
What I will say, though, about the Akatsuki cloak, I got to give respect where respect is due. That is probably the most... When you think of Naruto, you think of, like, the Uzumaki symbol on Naruto's thing. Think about the Hokage cloak. The Uchiha fan and the Akatsuki thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like there are a lot of designs you could go for with Naruto. Like even like the headbands and the village symbols, but they knew what they had. Oh. And I think just everyone capitalized on it way too much. It just shows how good of a design it was, you know?
I mean, yeah, that too. I mean, yeah, that I mean at the in the long run, that is why it's oversaturated, because it is really, really good design.
I just think it was when it first came out, it would be like, oh, that's cool to see it. But I think like I think it's lost the battle to time like everything does. It's simply because we've just seen it. We've been overexposed.
Right.
But if I saw someone in like, I don't know, Tanjiro's like kimono, I'd be like, oh, that's baller. Also, gutsy, because I couldn't imagine like a proper time to wear a kimono in like everyday life. But like if someone properly pulled that off, I'd be like, that's cool.
I feel like outside of a Japanese festival, anime convention, like, yeah, you really gotta have like the it fact. You have to rock the kimono. Like you gotta like you put it on. Like yeah, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, you can't. I feel like that's one of those. It's like a scarf, but almost more exclusive. I feel because I can see. Scarfs are not hard to pull off. It's hard to coordinate it with a fit, right?
Exactly.
Because, like, Natsu, when he wears his scarf, it's like, your scarf is just there.
Yep.
Like, it's not part of your... It's part of your outfit, but, like, it's too much.
Right.
But then you have, like, Joseph, who... JoJo's colors all the way out there. But it works, because, like... it's already flamboyant pretty boys. Might as well give them the... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
An accent. It's an accent for everyone else.
There you go. It's an accessory. That's what it is.
Yeah. And I feel like you can use an accessory, but a kimono is the fit entirely. And it's very situational.
True that.
I'll probably clown someone if I saw them walking around a kimono and like tomorrow. Like if I saw someone in a St. Paddy's Day kimono, I'd be like, what is good with you, bro? Would you not?
I'd be like, this is why people can't have nice things. This is the sole reason. I feel like there's some level of appropriation. Like,
For sure.
Like, fuck it. A St. Patty's kimono. Is it just beer? Like, all over it? Is Lucky Charms and beer? Like, four leaf clovers?
I'd hope not.
I'm just asking questions, man. I hope I never see that.
I can't even think of a good design. Golly.
I'm not giving any ammunition to anybody else besides what I just said. So I'm good.
The magically delicious.
Yo,
I'm hungry.
Yo, oh man.
I got one for you.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, you got it. Go.
I think this man is lazy as hell.
Okay.
But I will give him credit where credit is due. Because all his characters, every single one of them have some sort of drip. Togashi, Yusuke, nasty. The Phantom Troop.
Yes.
Now, first off, let's forget Hunter x Hunter right now. Let's talk about Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yo, my boy Kurama with the
single. Yo. Fantastic.
The drip's immaculate.
Mm-hmm.
Immaculate. I'm like, yo, my man got the red hair with like the pinkish red school uniform, chilling right with the rose. I'm like, that's a look. And then we got Hiei, white headband, white collar, black cloak, reveal, red waistband with the sword tucked. I'm like, damn, that's sick. And Yusuke just got all the clothes. Yusuke Cool Bar knows how to wear blue and orange together, but it's the reverse. It's not the orange dominant, it's the blue dominant with the orange. Yeah, it's
nice. Mm-hmm. That entire team, bro. They know. Like, they know that team, too. Especially Yusuke.
We swaggy with it, and we whoop ass. So, what's up?
He pulls off green like no other character can.
True.
Like,
and I've seen characters with green skin. They don't pull off green like Yusuke pulls off green. They don't pull off green the way Yusuke pulls off green, dog.
They don't. Yusuke pulls off green in a nasty way. Mm-hmm. But I will say, a lot of characters who are green pull off purple really well.
That they do. Shout out to the Piccolo. To the Namekians,
They also pull off white really well, too. Gotta give it to Nail. Nail does it well.
True. Nail did. And, I mean, he's not canon, but word to PyCon.
Yep. He's canon in my heart.
He's canon in my heart, dog, man.
They could have added him in the Tournament of Power. I don't know why. They had so many opportunities.
Dog, I know. That should have been the member. Fuck Frieza. I'm tired of that nigga.
Right. Man, crusty.
Well, I guess I guess that's the segue the Dragon Ball Z fits. First and foremost, I want to say the outfit Goku had when he came back from Yardrat is definitely something I see out of Kanye West collection. That was wild.
Oh, for sure.
It was futuristic and wild, but it slapped. And you I don't understand.
Met Gala. Yeah.
No, exactly. Something you see at the Met Gala. Nasty. Single shoulder pad, front frill, like neck piece, the freaking like actual metallic armor coming around. Right. What was hands up with the boots? Like, yo, who does Goku think he is?
In his defense, right? Yeah. In his defense, he quite literally became a mythical creature. Yeah, like the folklore hero of his people.
Yeah.
Stop at the time, the strongest creature in the universe, the overarching villain of all of Z, was supposed to die on the planet.
Yep.
Somehow survived, went missing for a year.
Yep.
And then came back from the planet like, what's up, I got a big dick. Of course he's going to be fitted out.
I mean, like, yeah, that's right.
He was that bull.
You can't tell him nothing. It's like, bitch, is you going to stop me? All right, then my fit's fired. You right.
To the point where another Super Saiyan came in, he was like, I'm trying to test you. He pulled out the sword. Goku was like, I got a finger. What's good?
What's up, bro? It's like, see how this works. But speaking of that other Super Saiyan, hold on. To this day, in my opinion, Trunks has one of the top five hottest introductions of any anime character of all time. Right? Came in, won. It's like, he's like, I'm about to show you what it's like to fight a real Super Saiyan. It's like, time out, pause. We only know one, so you're one too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bet. Secondly, the purple hair, digging it with like that purple jean jacket. Okay, with the black undershirt and like the yellow Gucci belt. I'm just saying it's Gucci. I know it's not. It's a regular utility belt, but it's Gucci in my mind. And then with the combat pants, bro. What the yellow brown pant with the boots? Swaggy. And to top it off, he said, look, I don't only throw hands. I can slice and dice you, too. I got this sword. His whole entire fit, that entrance. And then to top it off, when we see the CC for Capsule Corp on the jean jacket, it's like, oh, he official.
We already knew.
Oh, sick with it.
I'm going to keep it a beam. He did him dirty in front of his daddy. And he did his daddy dirty in front of his squad.
Yeah. Yo, that is something to live by. If they come at you, do them dirty in front of family. It's like, damn.
Of course. He was like, I was Super Saiyan. Vegeta was like, huh? First off, you're not even in canon right now. Like, you're not even part of this timeline. There are others.
Vegeta started then, looking at the writers like, hey, yo, who the fuck? Who this guy?
Right.
Hmm?
Right.
Hmm? I'm supposed to be 1B.
Hmm? He's like, hey, yo, don't tell my dad, though. Huh? What you mean don't tell your dad?
What you mean? Vegeta. He here? Huh? He's like, oh, it's Vegeta. Okay. Well, cool.
I'm going to say it.
Go ahead.
Trunks' entire fit would have been fucked up if he had Vegeta's hairline. I'm just going to say it. I know after the last episode, and I will live by it. That man's entire
Time out.
Hey, yo.
I think so all the villains serious. Just would have laughed themselves to death. Oh, my God.
Would you not?
Only Vegeta and Vegeta's dad, Vegeta Sr., can pull off that haircut. Oh, my God. They're the only people who can pull off the hair. Anyone else is getting flamed to eternity. I don't even care if he was like burning attack. I'm like, I deserve it. That's fine.
It's going to be that meme where it's Bardock in the supernova from Frieza. And he's like, hey, when they roast you, but it's kind of funny. You start smiling. Yo, I could not.
Oh, my God.
They could have gave him any other haircut. They could have made him bald or whatever. Anyway.
Nah, with them thick-ass eyebrows, no, they couldn't.
With my eyebrows were set up back in the day. No, they couldn't. But Marco was a character. I'm
about to take a quick pause for the calls real quick. One second.
Say less.
All right, I'm back. And sorry for that pause, but it was much needed. But yeah, no, there's no way he could be bald and have those eyebrows. The way they drew them, Jones, caterpillars.
I showed the audience already. You were completely right. No, that's not it.
You were completely right. There's no way. It's like, this is how you know Saiyans are aliens, because my God, that was fucked up.
All the thoughts in that head. Golly.
The barber couldn't save you, dog. Of course. The barber couldn't save you.
It was over.
Oh, but yo, all right. So shouting out Vegeta. Gotta say, his most iconic fit, Batman. Pink shirt Batman with the yellow trousers and the brown shoes. Out here representing Jamaica hard. He's not even Jamaican, but representing Jamaica hard.
Was that his GT cut or was that Trunks? Was that Android?
That was during Trunks, actually.
Okay.
Vegeta's GT fit was actually similar to Trunks a little bit in the fact that it was like a denim attire, like a leathery, shiny leathery denim attire. Or I guess, leather, not denim. So leather attire, red, like tank top shirt.
Yeah.
With the gloves to match and the boots. I'm happy he shaved that mustache off, but...
Nah, this Vegeta did not look great.
Nah, short hair Vegeta was different.
It was all right.
Yeah.
But it didn't look great. True. He looked like someone straight out of Greece. And I didn't love it.
Damn, no, he do. He do look like someone straight out of Greece. Damn. But I mean... It's GT, so it was all loosely based anyway. Like, it's not canon, but like we got some cool stuff from it. and that Super is starting to slowly incorporate. So I'm with it.
All right. How about fits,
right?
That actually have influence in the real world already.
Bet.
So JoJo.
Yeah.
They partnered with Gucci. I'm being dead ass. There's a whole partnership with Gucci.
Yeah?
Yeah, even like the light knot. Let me see.
Oh, shit. That's sick. Like,
JoJo had, I don't know, they got shoes. Yeah, Gucci, JoJo Bizarre Adventure. They have like bed sheets. Nah, these shoes are crazy. So I think these are one of the shoes that you're trying to sell. Let me see.
Okay.
From JoJo. I don't know.
Word.
I don't know. But like, you all know, JoJo's flashy as hell. Like,
oh, yeah, it's incredibly flashy.
Very well. But like, all the fits in there, some are not good. But some alternate fits are pretty good. So let's see. I was thinking, I like Jotaro's just like school outfit. Shout out to the school outfit. That's like a solid thing.
Yeah.
That's becoming more and more popular.
Yo, which I guess reminded me real quick of Tokyo Revengers. I think I had them on my list. Like their like gang fit.
Yeah.
Solid.
I'll give it to them. I have to watch it. I don't know. Somebody that show is slow to me.
Hey, it's take your time. That's all. It'll still be there when it's done.
Of course. No, not her. So like JoJo. Damn. Even these sneakers. I mean, I wouldn't rock these. I don't know if I could rock these.
Oh, hold up. Oh, I mean, actually, that's kind of tough.
I don't know if I could do it.
You know, like no, you can rock those. Here's how. All right, so is the color padding orange, white, green, black?
It is orange, black, white. What is this? It's orange, black. It's checkered orange and black with accents of white, red, green, and yellow.
Bet. So you can rock this. You just have to accent those colors with whatever else is on your attire. So first and foremost, I would say all black pants. Mm-hmm. You're wearing all black pants with those shoes. That way the shoes pop more, pants chilling. Your belt doesn't necessarily matter. Yeah. Now your shirt, this is where it comes into play. So like this is JoJo, so we're going to wear like a button down, right? It's pretty much spring over here, so we're going to wear a short sleeve button down. So then maybe you get one where the end of the cuff or even the collar itself is a slightly different color. It can be a green-black color. It can be an orange-white color. It can be maybe all three if you find that. But generally, you might find one that's two-tone or a single-tone. Mm-hmm. And I think even that would be cool. Rock that. And then if you want to go a little over the top with it, have a little handkerchief. That way you don't have to wear the tie. Have a little handkerchief that matches one of the colors or is a little offbeat color. And then you're probably going to have to accessorize that with a little bit of jewelry. Again, it's JoJo's. They're flashy. That could be watches, bracelets, chains, rings, anything like that. I think it'll be fine. So, yeah.
Which JoJo character you think has the best drip?
In my mind, because I only know so much about JoJo's, the black character that has the money symbol on his jaw, that shit was sick.
Black character has the money symbol.
At least I think he black.
Was he in part 4?
I think so.
The side cut?
I think so.
Okuyasu?
Yeah, bro. He had like so the only reason I remember him is because...
This job?
Yeah, that's the homie.
Okay, right,
so in the video game he was darker, so that's why I said he's black. But okay. I guess he's tanner then. But anyway, I just remember playing. I think it was Strike Force or not Strike Force. I know it wasn't Jump Force. It was like J Strike or something. But I know they had a lot of JoJo characters in it, and me and my friends would play. I'm like, I don't know ish about JoJo's, but this boy looks styling like a motherfucker, so I'm gonna choose him. Boy, using his stand was fun.
His stand is different.
So
I think
Easy has the best style in my opinion.
I think I'm going to give it to Joseph. Okay. Not my favorite JoJo.
Yeah.
But something about being able to rock. First off, this is weird to me. I'm sure we can pick things up.
Yes, no, that's fair. Yeah.
But then going from that, just dope, stop it. Going from that to this, this is true. Baller to me, bro.
True. That's actually really fucking sick. I like the red jacket.
To the point where freaking Oda based a lot of Katakuri off of Joseph Joestar. I don't care what no one says. The whole scarf, the whole like log legs, that man Katakuri was literally Joseph Joestar. Down to the, I already know what you're about to do. When that man, Joseph has the drip, like, love JoJo. JoJo has my heart. Joseph got the drip.
Shit, man. Damn, they really got align with Gucci?
They might. I know they're a partner for Gucci. I don't know what it was for, though. Let me see.
Because, like, if that's... Because I know Dragon Ball Z had aligned with... I think they had aligned with Adidas or Nike. I think it was Adidas. And then you have plenty of people who, like, make their own stuff on Nike. So they had aligned with Adidas. They have a line with Uniqlo or had one with Uniqlo. And I know Hunter also had a line with Uniqlo as well. And then you have, like, you know, the Crunchyroll shops and whatnot, right?
Yeah.
Because Crunchyroll, they got, like, a little bit of everything. I'm trying to think. Do they have another line?
I don't know.
I'm sure listeners and viewers, you'll probably let us know in the comment section or tweet at us, whatever. Let us know if we're missing something. Because I know Naruto had a couple lines, too, also with Uniqlo. And I believe they did have a shoe line at one point. And I can't remember if that was Adidas or Under Armour. I feel like it was Adidas because they usually like try a lot of new stuff. And then...
Damn, is that it? Is that it for them? I'm sure there has to be more. Or if not, there's definitely more coming. Because I remember the Naruto sneakers. I definitely remember the Dragon Ball Z sneakers. Those are crazy.
True. I still want a pair of those Shenrons. I still want those Shenrons so bad. I think the Gohans look the best, in my opinion.
Yes.
I
think I wanted the Gohans. I was like, Goku is cool, but Gohans is nice.
They fucked up Vegeta, man. I just felt so bad. I'm like, this man can't get a break. He can't catch a single break, dog.
Not in lore, not in canon, not in universe, not in real life. They stay letting this man down.
And I'm like, this is why people, Vegeta fans, look, I love y'all, and I'm sorry for y'all. Because, like, I like Vegeta a whole lot. He does not deserve some of the BS he gets thrown to.
And he has better character development than Goku, which is sad. He's literally the better character.
Oh, man. It sucks.
But you know what? Did you want to keep talking about like outfits, or did you want to transition to fit? Because we're on Dragon Ball Z. True. And that's like a perfect segue.
That's true. Well, I just want to give a shout out to these real world outfitters. So I wanted to say shout out to Hypeland, shout out to Atsuko. I know there's a designer, what's his name? Nami Wear. I know that's his handle, I believe. But yo, shout out to them. And then I think there's another ball like Left Side 91. Shout out to them, all black creators. And they all have like their own like anime streetwear and apparel line. And I have a hoodie from Atsuko. And I think I want to get a Hypeland Jiraiya hoodie because it looks sick as fuck.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, it looks sick as fuck, and I want that. From Atsuko, I got a Dragon Ball Z Super Saiyan 4 GT like short sleeve hoodie, and I was like, what type of like when I got it, I was like, this is fire. I'm like, I don't know why this is like really cool because it's like two tone purple, like turquoise, then that Super Saiyan 4 Goku on it. And I didn't peep it. It only has like one front pocket, but that too is actually kind of sick. So then like grabbed it and like put it on. I was like, damn, is this how you get bitches? I was like, the power is overflowing.
Feel the manifest. Yep.
It was like, I can't put this on. My partner will kill me. So I only put it on for her.
Me, I would have worn it.
I only wore it out once. And she looked at me, she's like, so what you looking so fine for? I'm like, don't worry. I'm a stiff arm people like Marshawn Lynch. We good. Stiff arm. But yeah, so then transitioning from.
Why are you looking so good for?
Yo, legit. Yo, legit. That, what she said. Yo, why are you looking so good? Like, damn, all right. I can't just look good, feel good type of thing.
Right.
Nah, what you about to do? It's like, nothing. I got work.
I'm trying to look all right, you know. You got to put your best foot forward. Nah, take a step back.
Nah, okay. Put on a different shirt. Or let me get at you real quick. It's like, oh, all right, that works too. You know, we got some time before work. Shit. So then from looking good, feeling to actually, yeah, feeling good. Because if you look good, you feel good. And you feel good, that's part of health and wellness. So,
of course,
bringing up the anime fitness portion of the segment. You know what? Look, I know that was corny. It's all good. I'm still rocking with it.
I respect it. You're committed to the bit, and that's what matters.
I know people are going to be like, yo, that nigga lame. It's like, hey, it's cool. It's cool. Thanks for listening to my show, though. I'm watching. Thank you.
Right.
talking about anime fitness. Now, I know I got a couple things queued up here. I guess just in general, starting off with, like, the regular health and, like, wellness questions. Like, do you have any sort of goals right now throughout this year, like, that you're trying to do when it comes to fitness?
Oh, simple.
Yeah.
Well, one, I want to get back into the MMA game. So that's that. Whenever I can actually, you know. Yeah, now.
When you have time.
Yes.
When you have time again. Because you're a busy person with all that schooling.
When I can get out of school and find some time, I'd love to hit the gym and start doing things again. But also, I told myself, so I have a lot of my friends getting married. And I say it as a joke, but also as motivation for myself to lose weight. I said, I got to look better than the groom at their wedding. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Okay. He said, I'm trying to show up and show out. Don't invite me nowhere.
Slowly but surely getting back into it. My diet's been so much better, man. Like,
good.
Less eating out, more cooking, a lot more vegetables, a lot more fruit. Mm-hmm. Always drank a lot of water, but now it's like doubling down on water and having less like anything else. I almost completely cut soda out of my diet like a little bit ago because I don't really enjoy soda like that. I'll only drink Jamaican stuff, and that's because
culture.
Home. That's just home. Like, even then, like I'll drink juice and I'll try not to drink too much juice. It's normally like apple juice, like organic stuff, not like Hi-C or anything. Right. So diet's pretty good. Now it's just gotta strength's pretty good. It's gotta be the cardio that I gotta work on. So that's my goal.
Got you, man. Shit, man. As for me right now, since it's getting warmer out, I wanna try and cut back on how much I how much weight I am lifting. Mm-hmm. For me, I've definitely had like a long journey when it comes to all this like health and wellness stuff. But with my current program, which I luckily just finished crafting this past weekend, it's pretty much like hypertrophy work. So whenever I'm lifting weights, I'm making sure I'm hitting a lot of volume. Now I also am trying to tailor it to when I have like a full-time job again. So I'm trying to keep the time constraint to about 1.5-2 hours, because generally I'll either work out before work or after work, hopefully most times before work, and probably get to the gym about 5-6 a.m. sort of deal. And do that. And right now it's looking pretty good. It's a lot of hypertrophy, and I've always been a big, like, not just fan, but also like, I guess, practitioner in like martial arts. And I always want to try and keep that. So the way I have it split is like, I have 2 days that are dedicated to lifting weights, 2 days that are dedicated to martial arts. And within those four days of exercising, I try and make sure that, like, hey, make sure I still keep some sort of consistent cardio with it, or a day that may be considered cardio, like martial arts is, because it's more bodyweight movements, it's more high intensity interval stuff, that I make sure that I continue to work on my core. So I add that, and towards the back end of that all, I have on my program, if you still have energy and time, I will hit like a bit of calisthenic works, because at the end of the day, you still have your body that you can use to like work out with. And it's always good because those calisthenic movements will pretty much improve everything else too. So it's always been like a large portion of just like taking bits of knowledge that I've done from like other programs and sports training and martial arts training and things that I've seen, things that I've worked, pretty much like doing the whole Jeet Kune Do sort of philosophy of taking what works for me and keeping that, and anything else I just toss away. So with this new program, I'm excited for it. And I've, with all my serious programs, I always tailor them after like an anime character.
Of course.
So this one is actually not. This is the only one I have written down that's not tailored after a character per se, but per se. And this one is, I titled it Step Into the Grand Tour. So it's like, I'm going Super Saiyan 4 with it. But like, I might go Gogeta with it. So like for hypertrophy's sake, like, and this is a hypertrophy workout, because the other workout I was doing before, which I'm probably going to have be a consistent fall and winter workout because it's more powerlifting focus.
Yeah.
It was the Topo God of Destruction workout. And now that one, I actually found this one online and I modified it to my liking, to my specifications. I didn't change too much of it. I maybe added some things, or subtracted some things, or reworked it. And I found this online from a website called superherojacked.com. And I forget the creator's name, but he has a whole database of workouts and programs that are based off of cartoon characters, action heroes, cosplay sort of workouts.
What's he called? Superhero Jacked?
Yeah, superherojacked.com. Like, legit, it's a full database of exercises, of programs. So he has it separated into things that are calisthenic focused, jump rope focused. Then you have the full workouts, so it's like everything combined, and then you can do it from whatever universe. So there's a My Hero one there, and I gotta say that All Might workout, dear God, nope, I don't have it in me. I saw it, I'm like, I'm gonna do it. Then I re-looked at it, I'm like, I don't got it in me. Look, I will become the symbol of peace another way.
I'm gonna look it up.
Yeah,
the All Might workout,
bro. I just ain't got the time, which is why I'm like, I just gotta take what's good for me and get to my goal point. So, because there's that, there's Black Clover. I think he might have Yu Yu Hakusho. Obviously, there's Dragon Ball. There's Dragon Ball Z out the ass.
Of course. Yeah.
There's Demon Slayer. There's this isn't anime. Well, this is anime like. So we got the Avatar workouts, and the one I really liked was Legend of Korra workouts. I'm like, yeah, that's my girl, and like it actually a really good workout. It's like a lot of calisthenics with a little bit of powerlifting, but it's like powerlifting slash hypertrophy work. So it's like, all right, you got to do 150 pound bench press 50 times. And then after you do that 50 times, you got to do these medicine ball slams. And then you got to go back into push-ups or plyo push-ups. So like the explosive jumping ones, you got to do those 50 times. So like, damn. Yeah, core working. I guess with all those bending styles, it makes sense. And but yeah, like I said, there's a whole database of exercises and programs there. And I think the only thing that's not necessarily given to you is nutrition. And that might be something you have to sign up for. So
yeah,
I just want to say shout out Superhero Jack, because dog, it's one of the most in-depth and thorough like things I've seen online when it comes to building a program.
That's nice.
Meet your anime goals. Yeah.
That's like really nice. Cause like I'm sure it works for both of us, but like
yeah.
Very few things hype me up more than like watching. I love watching Zoro train from One Piece.
True.
Because that man just be on some shit.
Yo. When that real man talk.
Just doing whatever. I was like, hey, yo, I'm trying to be like you.
Just lifting that shit like, damn. I was like, all right. Like, yeah.
It's nothing. And it's like, Luffy's stronger, but that man really be fighting demons and shit.
It's like, but Zoro is good.
Actually works out. Like, he go ahead.
Get stronger. It's like, okay. All right, dude. Shit, man. But yeah, dude. Yeah, just like the training montages and stuff. Like,
even the music for them.
Yeah. Like, shout out to Rock Lee, dog. He's not the first one that got me into training. Goku was, because we all right, because I'm the big Dragon Ball Z dude, but like Rock Lee. So Rock Lee holds a very special place in my heart. Him and Mike Guy both. Man, not only just for like their ability to whoop ass, but like how dedicated they are and like how they honor their body by like working out. Mm-hmm. And like they make promises. And like if something's not, if they are unable to follow through, it's not necessarily a punishment, but it's more of a I'm gonna hold myself accountable. So it's like if I was unable to like do walking handstands around like all of Konoha one time, then I have to make sure I do 500 push-ups so that way in the future I'm able to do at least once, because that is also gonna correlate to me being able to help out my comrades a little bit more. And just like with Rock Lee's story, dude, he works so hard. So hard to like get to like where he's at, and like I know the writers didn't necessarily give him all like the best, but like when we first see Lee and he fights Gaara, and like we know the amount of work he's put in just from like being a nothing to making something of himself, that shit was inspiring. And it was like, yeah, I gotta put forth the effort. I gotta put forth the effort. Like Lee, he's trying to, you know, make something of himself. I'm trying to make something of myself. He wants to go to the next limit. I'm trying to surpass that. So it's like, yeah, this is what I gotta do. I gotta be consistent with myself. I gotta like put myself into some uncomfortable situations, not dangerous but uncomfortable, because that's what's gonna help me evolve, sort of type situations. And it's like I gotta hold myself accountable. So it's like if I can't do this thing, then I have to do something else that will help me be able to do this thing, and I have to make sure that I do it enough. Because then once I'm able to do that, cool. And then I just keep piling on top of that and getting better and better and better and better each and every step of the way.
You know what? Yeah. I feel that. I feel that same way, but with Deku from a physical point of view.
Got you.
Because I like the fact that Deku literally was just some kid. Yeah. No powers whatsoever. Yeah. And then All Might was like, all right, you trying to be me? Do this. And he did more. To his detriment, yes. But he did.
Yeah.
Exceeded what he was supposed to do. All Might was like, hey, yo, you good? Like, okay. Man literally worked his ass off to, like, physically. It wasn't the power. He could use the power whenever.
Yeah.
He needed to train himself to be, like, jacked.
Yep.
To the bare minimum. Like, literally bare minimum was to be jacked. So he would use it without blowing himself to pieces.
Yup. Because he needed to. He had all that power. And he just needed to build his frame. Yeah.
That man worked. He said, you know what? Yeah, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
He's like, right. I can be a hero. You tell me. But decided to, first off, that man pulled a steel thing was big as his body, like three times with All Might on top of it.
Damn, and yo, All Might said he lost weight, but at that time, All Might was 450 plus pounds. Maybe he was 500 pounds. He's like, he lost weight?
Yeah.
You know what? All that muscle, that makes sense. All Might is 7'3".
Now, All Might is huge. All Might is built, bro.
Which also brings me to the point of like, if he pulled up to the scene, nah, just surrender. Just surrender. I'm not taking a shot. Nope, I do not have. He's 7'3", over 500 pounds. Nah, I'm good, dog. You got me. I'm cuffed.
You remember when he, with the weights on him, shot himself back at Deku, and his pure strength of the man's butt cheeks almost broke Deku's back?
Yup.
I'm good. How you flex your glutes so hard that
he became a weapon?
Like, I'm good. I am so good on fighting that bull.
It's like, so good. I'm good. Yeah, I'm not trying to get defeated by a fucking butt flex. I'm good, bro. Like, he flexes back, and like, that's a wrap. Different.
Just make different, the sound dude. Barrier for how quick he just flexes this shit and bounce. Different.
Damn, man. But shit, man. Like, with all like this, like these types of training and whatnot, I guess. More so, what at the core of it all, like, why do you do this?
Me? Like, why do I train? I feel like well, health is always number one. But right. two, it's just like, it feels good to surpass who you were previously. At least for me, you know? So right. like...
One day stronger.
If I, yeah. Even if it's just one step, it's one step to becoming like better than you were. Right. And I feel like that's just a natural point of life. You want to become better than where you were. And I feel like training, whether it be in just like a physical aspect or even if in just like in your craft or what you're doing, constantly doing something to perfect what you're doing, it's good. Makes you feel good. You want to become the best at what you enjoy. And you want to do what's best for you. So at least for me, even if I can't, I'm going to tell you that. I'm going to keep it saying, I could not run a 5K today.
I probably couldn't, or I'd probably have to do it very slowly.
I could run a mile and I'd probably be like, after everything. Like, gotcha. I could do it, but I don't want to constantly be dying while I'm doing everything. I want to be able to, I can run this. I'm good. Oh, now I can surpass what I did. Let's do 2 miles. Let's do three. Right. Let's do four. Let's do some more. Like, I think, I don't know. It sucks in the moment, but there's like a pleasure to overcoming an obstacle and having that obstacle no longer be insurmountable. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I feel that. I feel that big time. Like, I have a whole bunch of different reasons, like at the very core of my being as to like why I train. Just to like summarize like a few without getting in too much detail, it is one, it's like therapy. It's not therapy, but it's like therapy. Like I relieve a lot of stress when I go to the gym, but I also love going to the gym. I have a lot of fun there. It's like a big kid playground, honestly. Not only that, I kind of use it to like honor my body in a way, because like this is gonna be able to make me a healthier person. So therefore, by being a healthier person, is actually going to be able to keep longevities for when I do eventually have kids. I'll be able to stay around longer. I'll be able to see the people I love one day longer. I'll be able to be around for my partner one more day. So like I think about it like its effect like that too. So like that's why like I'm very, very like persistent when it comes to going to the gym. It's like it's a must for me.
Of course.
And like obviously there's gonna be times where like you need to, you know, take a pause, need to recover, because recovery is a part of that wellness aspect too. Like you can't just keep pounding and pounding and pounding away at your body and think nothing's gonna like, you know, deteriorate or need some time off. The time off is good. And it's also like another bonding moment that I had with my dad, because, well, I haven't been able to like work out with him yet, but because he works out so much and has kept that consistent experience of like working out, that like it has also passed on to me. Yeah. And my dad is still someone at the age of, I think he's 74, 75 now, still goes to the gym 5 days a week.
That's
Yeah, that's pure dedication.
That's a school and week you're in the gym.
Yep. So every day in the gym. If he's not in the gym, then something had to really like take him out, because that's for him too, is also like his place where he's able to relieve stress, you know, relieve some thoughts, to have some fun, and to like, you know, make sure he's here, you know, one day longer. And especially being like, real talk, like a black male, is like later on in life we have like a whole bunch of like heart disease and people get, you know, the sugar or, you know, diabetes and stuff. So it's like it's keeping not just that stuff at bay, but also making sure it never comes to us to begin with. So it's like I'm trying to make sure that I live this happy and like healthy lifestyle so that I can continue to be more. And ultimately, I was an athlete as well.
Of course. And
I think this might have been this is like the first time I said like, all right, I'm not fully like an athlete anymore, because like martial arts and all that stuff, whatever. But I'm not an athlete anymore. I definitely like to say I'm definitely more of a martial artist now, or like how I love it. But there's just like, there's just that internal competition of like, I can beat my better time. I can beat my best time. I can beat my best lift. I can improve. I can continue to grow. And for me, that's why Dragon Ball Z was like a real big training aspect for me. So I just keep pushing, keep surpassing my limits. And like you said, that thing that was insurmountable before, it's not that hard anymore.
Yeah.
It's just, it becomes a new springboard to the next level.
I think the most frustrating thing about, like, losing the working out and the fitness is that you know you can do better, right?
Yeah.
So I remember when I was simultaneously, like, an athlete and I was actually getting into martial arts heavily.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was, like, we were sparring. I was moving, light on my feet. Like, and I was a big boy. Like, I'm still a big boy.
No, I got
like,
you.
And I was to the point where, like, he had to put me with, like, the seniors of the class because he was like, no, you're, like, one, your weight class is up there, but two, your skills are up there. Even our instructor was like, I'll go against you because, like, very few people in this room, like, you, Kyle, Anthony, are probably, like, the best overall for, like, your grade and in the club in general. And, like, Anthony is smaller than you, but he's probably better at striking. I was like, that's fair. Anthony fought all the time when he was a kid. And he's like, Kyle has more cardio than you. He's like, but you have way more strength than both of them. So, like, it evens out. But then, like, he'd go get it. Long story short, I was that dude.
Right.
And now I'm just like, my technique is better, but, like, my overall fitness, I'm just like, I don't want to lose, like, younger me. Not at all. Younger me can't beat me now. What are you talking about, that little bitch? No.
Exactly. It's one of those things where it's like, each and every phase of my life, I'm in my prime.
Yep.
Each and every phase. Like, I want to get, like, to old man anime, like, yeah, you thought when I was younger I was good?
Yeah,
okay.
No.
Wait till you test me now. I was like, what you mean, old man? Come out and do some, like, real crazy shit. But it's like, yeah, each and every phase of my life, like, this is my prime.
Mm-hmm.
I am far better than I was before.
Mm-hmm. And I'll say, and, like, so. Like, go ahead.
No, you good. Because I was just going to share a story about, like, the martial arts as well. But, like, it's pretty much the same. So, you got it.
Because I was going to say is, like, while I might not be definitely stronger than I was when I was younger, maybe not in, like, a lifting sense, but definitely, like, how I apply my powers, definitely stronger. Definitely don't have the same cardio. That is going to be very shortly resolved.
Okay.
But my technique is significantly – younger me could not throw a kick. If I kicked younger self, he'd be like, hey, yo, what just happened? To the point even when I – like, Kyle was like, hey, you want to drill? I was like, I'm in jeans. He's like, come on, I'll throw a kick. And I threw a kick, and I almost kicked him in the head. He was like, when did you learn that? And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, you never kick, let alone you couldn't kick over me. And I was like, my bad. Kind of just happened.
Hey, bro, that's what training with a god of destruction will do.
I don't care how out of shape I am. My body has never been, like, I still feel just as flexible. Maybe not as, like, fluid, but, like, the technique has been retained in the muscle.
That's good. And that's good. Yeah, you need to keep that.
Get back into the everything. It will be good. Yeah.
I mean, hey, Tuesdays and Thursdays, that's when I not Thursdays. Now it's Tuesdays and Fridays is generally when I'll be doing my martial art day. So
Friday.
Train with a brother. Yeah, I could do Friday with you. Yeah, I could do Friday with you.
Woo! That might be a great time. So I have class until 1. Word. Until for like another, I won't say for one more month. Okay. And then from this point on, I never have class on Fridays.
I got you.
Like, ever. I'm hyped about it. I might have clinic, depending on the year.
Yeah.
But I never have class.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm keeping the same like workout program because this is going to be my spring summer. So I'm not changing it until fall winter. And that's when I'll go back into God of Destruction mode. Right now, I'm stepping into the Grand Tour. And I guess something I do want to ask is, realistically, have there been any sort of negative things when it comes to, you know, your training or why you train? Like, any sort of negative mindsets or outside influences?
I wouldn't say negative, but probably not the most healthy.
Yeah.
I enjoy fighting. Like, okay. Not fighting, but, like, I enjoy winning at competitions, whether it be, like, sports. I'm very competitive.
Gotcha.
And I enjoy, like, sparring a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So even when I'm, like, sparring with, like, Dylan and he gets me with, like, he gets me with something, it's like,
damn.
No. Like, literally, my mom, like, you're not better than me. It's definitely a feeling of superiority that comes with it.
Gotcha.
And not, like, I'm better than you, but it's just like, I'm better than that. Like,
yeah,
I'm better than this. Not I'm better than you. So, but gotcha. I could definitely get blurred.
Fair enough. Ah, damn. Yeah, you actually do bring up a good point. Like, I do have that. I think it might just be something that former athletes or most former athletes contend with, because you're used to like the competition aspect. And I'm not gonna say like, you know, no, like people aren't competitive, but I just know that it tends to be in former athletes, they tend to have more of a competitive streak. Mm-hmm. But the first time that I got checked fully was when the aforementioned God of Destruction.
Mm.
The best way I could explain it is you're driving, doing, let's say, 90 down fucking Roosevelt Boulevard. You hit a pothole, boom, there goes the tire. Dog, he leg kicked me so hard. I was like, I'm going down.
We're talking about the same dude, right?
Yeah, same dude. Leg kicked me so hard. Like,
I've heard those kicks.
I'm going down. I'm going. Mm. And mind you, this was the first, no. So this was within the first month that I met him. He's like, all right, you can go to sparring session now, right? Huh. And so now, like, this is, I'm talking about my former Muay Thai coach, to any and all people like listening and watching. He told me specifically, before I came to this gym, I had a mission that I was getting people over to my style of Muay Thai. And the one glaring thing I saw going into this was you all didn't know how to check leg kicks properly. So I tested it out. And 15 out of 15 one day, everyone got blown out. 20 out of 20 the other day, everyone got blown out. 15, and he's just like, yeah. So it was like, I'm 100% at taking all your legs as trophies. And I was like, damn, that sounds crazy. That's not going to happen to me, though, because back during the Wild West days of the old coach, I'm out here. I was like, nope, yep. I'm hungry. I'm about this life. So we're going. Things are well, going pretty smooth. It's like, okay. I'm like, it's weird because he was hitting me, but nothing hurt. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't used to that at the time because, you know, that's how you're supposed to train. You're supposed to spar properly. I was used to dumb, like rock 'em sock 'em robots hard training because I had a horrible coach before.
Same.
Yeah.
I thought sparring was fight night, bro. Like,
exactly. It's like, this is the fight before the fight. It's like, what?
Until I started training with you, I literally, like, after we'd work on Friday, we'd go, we would start 100%, bro. Yep. And then pretty sure we concussed a few of our friends. And then when we, like, actually went to, like, proper, like, training and came back, we were just like, yo, dude, we were not doing this right.
Yep. Like, not at all. Not at all. And, well, he made sure that I took the lesson. So so I got frustrated and I was like, all right, I'm gonna start switching some things up. So I started to box a little bit more, and like, I know I have a pretty good right hand. I don't think I have the strongest right hand in the world, but I know I'm a big dude. I have power behind my shots, period.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I'm gonna try and time this, I'm gonna try and get him. So I did catch him with a shot to the body, and then I think I got him with a jab up top, but I missed the right hand up top. So then he circles out, and then it got to like the point where it's like, all right, we're both like ready to throw the shot. Mm-hmm. So then I go to throw the right hand, and I'm like, how's his leg already there?
Crack! Oh!
Kicks my leg.
This and man I'm like, knew he was in danger. His time has slowed.
That's how I knew I was in trouble. Like, time should not slow down like this. Oh, shit. No, oh, shit. And crash into my leg. And I just start teetering over. Like, oh, shit. Oh. And I try to, like, put my foot down. Like, nah, I can't put power into nothing. And I fall. And I kid you not, from Fairy Tale, when Gildarts tells Natsu, it's okay. You have to learn. I was like, I looked at him. He looked at me. I slowly got up, and then that scene flashed in my head. I was like, he's Gildarts right now. I'm Natsu.
That was when he literally flexed his magical down. Power. Yeah.
And yeah, Natsu's I was just like, I have to back down.
You're right.
I have to back down. And it was cool. And then I got back up. I said, thank you for the session. I sat my ass down. And then for the remainder of the rest of the month, I just learned because I couldn't walk on that leg. So I was hurt. So I couldn't train. So I just sat there. I analyzed and I got back in the game and I got a whole lot better. I sparred properly. And, you know, months later, I would say my peak Muay Thai skills probably came. Was that 2018 or was that 2019? April of 2019. I was probably at peak Muay Thai. I had just got done two training camps with like two of my other gym partners because they had fights. And honestly, I was feeling like, can't touch this. Not a single body can touch me right now. Then towards the back end, you know, keep that coach left. Then, you know, time went on, COVID hit.
I remember that.
So I was like, all right, I'm gonna start training. I got the heavy bag at home now. I'm gonna start, you know, working on some things that I remember he taught me. I'm start looking online, looking at some things on how I can incorporate it, make sure my footwork's right, make sure my technique's right. So then we finally, during the summer of 2020, or not 2020, summer of 2020. Wait, is it? No, that was sorry.
2021.
Winter, yeah, it was 2021. So it was the early winter of 2021. We start training. And I go back to him and I was like, all right, you know, let's, you know, test some things out. So we're training, we're hitting mitts, and then we finally spar. And then, like, once we finished, he was like, I couldn't fucking believe it. You actually went Goku in the hyperbolic time chamber and got better. And I was like, yes, that's all I needed. Mm-hmm. I was acknowledged. That's all I needed. I am worthy.
Yep.
I could do it. He said, yeah, if I have to like put this in like anime terms. So when I left you, you were Super Saiyan. You're probably Super Saiyan 3 teetering into God mode right now. I was like, worthy. I was like, yes.
Yes. Emma, what is this? Is this the new tier?
Yes.
I was so psyched.
Oh, so right now I'm... Where I think I'm at, I think I'm still in that same vicinity. It's just I'm trying to refine it to make sure I'm at least in that first God mode, like stage, like boom, I can just tap into it like nothing. So, ass kicking that turned into like the best motivation ever.
That just motivated me to, I've been debating, I was like, I need to buy a heavy bag because like as much as I love shadow boxing, I just feel like I need it.
Yeah, and you do need to hit something.
I was like, I just got to get it. I just got to get something. I don't know what it is. And I was like, for the past 2 years, I was like, I'll buy a heavy bag for my birthday. And I was like, I'll just buy another heavy bag for my birthday. And I'm just like, I'm just going to do it. Whenever I get the bread, I'm just going to buy one. Because my future brother-in-law, he had a heavy bag for those 2 months, bro.
It was glorious, wasn't it?
I refined those leg kicks. I was like, nope, got to do it. He's like, are you good? I knew I was doing too much, though, when I kicked it and the thing started teetering, like, on the stand. I was like, all right, I got you. I was like.
Word. But nah, heavy leg kicks, bro. It's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess real quick, I didn't even answer my. Like I said, I'm a big dude. Because this is going back answering my own question of, like, any sort of negative aspects to it all. Yeah. Big dude, I had horrible coaches, but also just like being really self-aware of my body. At one point, like there's a picture I think I have that I have with my mom. I was still about, I think, 250 pounds, but I looked really skinny. But to me, I still look the way I do now. And like right now, I'm probably closer to 300 pounds. Maybe I'm like 290, high 280s or something. But like, so it was like I had body dysmorphia for a while and just like trying to work around that. I don't think I have body dysmorphia as bad. I actually think I'm like on the other end of it now where it's like, no, I'm good. Yeah. I can leave that shit behind because like I have a better understanding and mastery of my body. But that definitely has or was a big reason to like why I would train so hard because like I always had this image of like what I wanted to look like. Like, of course. I know like, it's unrealistic to try and get like an anime body, but like some people have it. And so like, that's just not my genetics. And that's just not. And like, I don't use like my genetics as like the cop out. I use it as in like me understanding like, no, literally, like at 220 pounds, I'm dead. And I know that for a scientific fact, because when I was in the hospital, like Rock Lee, which ironically, me and Rock Lee were in the hospital at the same time. When that aired, I was in the hospital. Because your boy had organ failure. That's a story for another time. After, I think it was a couple weeks in a while, I was just like skin and bones. And in the hospital there, I was 230 pounds. And then I dropped 5 more pounds. And they're like, we're actually getting very worried about you. So you need to eat. You need to eat a lot more than you have been, because you're approaching 220 and you've already looked like skin and bones for the past several weeks to a month now. So I was like, oh, okay. All right. So then started eating better, started getting right. And like when I got out the hospital, I was a healthy 235. And then I started working back out, and I had, again, with the body dysmorphia. So because I was big for so long, that kind of became part of my personality, or my identity, I should say. So I was like, I needed to get bigger again. So I started eating like crazy. But then I was like, but I did also like, you know, working out. I did like being a little smaller. So I just started working out. And then thankfully, I did find a lot of joy and therapy and working out itself. So,
I feel like to say that body image is not a part of working out is a lie. I feel like in some way, shape, or form, everyone works out to improve their body image. I feel like some people take it farther than others.
True.
Some people do it exclusively for, I won't say not for health, because it is health in a sense, but I think it's the wrong side of health. You know what I mean?
Right.
Some people do it to look good so they feel good.
Yeah.
Because I have a friend who's like, when I don't feel good, he's like, oh, he's on the bigger side. But he's like, not like muscular bigger, but he's like actually like on the bigger side. And he's like, if I'm not, how I look and how much I weigh is directly correlated to how I feel about myself and my like mental health. He's like, so if I am overweight significantly, I feel like trash. He's like, even if I am like unhealthily underweight, I feel great. And I was like, that's not great.
Yeah.
He's like, good. But I can't. He's like, just what it is. He's like, I've been big my entire life and things started to turn around for me the moment like
he I got smaller. Weight.
Yeah. He got smaller and he was like, girls started to find me attractive. Like I was working out a lot. He's like, going back up there terrifies me. And I was like, but you were never that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he works out specifically to like make sure he doesn't go back up there. Because if he goes back there, it's like world shattering for him. While like for me, it's like, I want to look good, but I'm not too concerned if I gain weight or not, as much as it's like I'd love to tone, but if I bulk up and it's like, hey, you gained 10 pounds, but it's like a muscle, it's like, oh, cool, cool. No big deal.
Yeah. Like, shit, all right, I'll take 10 pounds of muscle. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd rather be heavier, but not like, I want to be toned. I don't want to be like, you know, I feel like I'm not like weird. I definitely have muscle on my body, but like definitely want to be more defined in that muscle.
Right.
But not to the point where I'm just like, if I don't look like this, I am perfectly okay with my like COVID, post-COVID body. And now I'm like, all right, 2022, it's time to shed it. The pandemic's not over, but it's time to get back into the swing of things.
Yeah, I get that entirely. And it definitely boils down to like, well, what's your purpose for exercising, for your health and wellness? Mm-hmm. And I mean, like we said earlier, you know, mine is to make sure I'm one day stronger and I can be here one day longer, as well as being able to be from the good old, remember the Titans, agile, mobile, hostile. Hostile when needed, agile and mobile, because a big man can move and I got to be able to move. I can't be a sitting duck. I want to be strong, but also want to be able to move. And I guess to cap this before we like fully wrap up, has there been any anime like workout, not like outside program, whatever, but like any character you've seen them do their workout routine, you try to emulate?
Of course. Definitely tried to do the Saitama. No one could tell me that Daryl didn't. Everyone was like, we had to do it. What, 100 push-ups?
Like, if he could just do that?
Right. Definitely do the Goku stretches, because that's what it is.
They help so much. They help so much. Oh, my God.
Gosh. So good. I had to stop myself from doing the Ippo, though. punching the log. I was like, I gotta get strong hands. I was like, let me not do that. That's not smart.
Yo, that's fair. That's why you gotta do like a take it a step back and just punch a like a brick wall, just like little jabs. Pop,
pop, pop, yeah. Pop,
but can't just just smash then into the joint.
If my hands break through and up to the challenge, I was like, or you're human.
Not everyone
can be Takamura. Like it's not
the man boxing players. It's like this man is different.
Jeez.
Shit, man. I mean, yeah, I definitely did some of the Ippo, like the traditional boxing, and I didn't have a log, so I definitely used the brick wall. But like I said, I went light with it. I'm like, yeah, I ain't
of course
gonna go crazy. We all have done the Goku workout. We just couldn't find a hyperbolic time chamber. I swear to God, to this day, if we could actually make a hyperbolic time chamber to train in, I'm going for it.
They would never need to work. You would never need to lift weights again, honestly.
Just all the like the shadow boxing in there? Hell yeah. That shit would be sick.
Rough. You'd feel twice as heavy. 500, you'd die.
Yeah.
Your organs would literally, I think we could probably cap it at like 2, 3, maybe 4.
5 G's at tops. And that's for the incredible. Those that would be for like the incredible people. Like
isn't y'all, 5 G's where humans actually like begin to black out and die on like roller coasters and shit?
I don't know. Sounds weak to me. Let me stop playing. Yo, actually, yo, when it comes to like G forces, I definitely have slight adrenaline junkie moments, and G forces are kind of one of them. I love them. I don't seek them out, but like when I'm experiencing them, I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like with the little Gravitron, like when it was moving, that was my hyperbolic time chamber. I was like, I can punch against this. This is light. What's up? Mm-hmm. But I did see that
meme where the dude was felt like, strong.
Yeah,
like, you're not going, I'm the boy.
Yep.
I'm that bull right now. Good. I feel you completely.
But I think realistically, I've tried the all but handstands. I've tried the Micah High Rock Lee stuff. Mm-hmm. And, I even did a little bit of Asta's workout during quarantine. So, yeah, for Black Clover. But, yo, that's all I got for today, G.
Hey, nah, I think that was a good one.
Nah, cool. Well, hey, look, y'all. Thank you for rocking with us. Thank you for showing all your love and support. And I just want to say, please be sure to follow us at Zenkai Station. That's Zenkai Station. And that's each and everywhere good podcasts be. That's all over social media. And just want to say much love. Peace.
Peace.